Welcome to the I Am Worthy podcast, where we don't believe in choosing between this or that, but instead we are worthy of it all. I am your host, Brittany Noel, and despite being a licensed therapist, I know better than anybody what it's like to struggle with the doubt and fears behind the pursuit of your success in life, love, and your purpose. So join me as I uncover the secrets to becoming unapologetically worthy so that you can have, do, and be all things. Welcome back to another edition of the I Am Worthy podcast, you guys. I am Brittany Noel. You guys know me. I am your host in this journey, but I'm also a therapist, a speaker, an entrepreneur, a coach. And today I am simply your friend and your guide in this journey as you transition into becoming the next awesome version of who you are. Y'all know this is the second installment of our series of the journey to becoming worthy and really having a very uncomfortable, transparent conversation about what it means to step into being worthy and giving myself permission to just be everything that I was born to be. So today's episode, y'all, I am excited to have another transparent conversation with you. I told y'all last episode that, you know, things are changing with me, and I am committed to showing that in everything that I do. So my content is changing, the way that I express my content is changing, the way that I show up on all of my platforms is going to be a little bit different. And so this series is really just me showing you my heart, y'all, really giving you the opportunity to see why I think the way I think, why I feel the way that I feel, and why I am so passionate about what it means to become worthy and really step in and walk in that worthiness every day. So today's episode is no different. I will say the biggest difference about me, well, I think the last few episodes, I was wearing red lipstick. And so red lipstick is going to be my color for the summer, y'all. Now, I do need to find the perfect shade. So if y'all know of some really good shades, leave them in the comment for me because I'm going to try all of them this summer. But how do you like it? Do you see it? Do you see it? Because today's episode is called Red Lipstick. And we're going to talk about what red lipstick is and what that means for me. So, as a kid, I have always had big lips. Okay. Big lips. And I got teased for it all the time. I remember I had to have been in middle school when someone, the first person I ever heard say, "Oh, you got some big soup coolers." And I was like, what are soup coolers? And for those of you who don't know, soup coolers is when you blow on a bowl of soup and your lips are so big that it'll just, you know, cool off the whole bowl. All right. Now, listen, I beat up a whole bunch of little boys behind talking about my lips. I'm unapologetic about that. Okay. But as a kid, I got teased so much from little boys, little girls, everybody in my family about me having these big lips. And as a child, of course, that was like difficult. And as I grew into adulthood, into womanhood, I realized that I subconsciously took that negative critique with me as I began to express myself. So as I was getting dressed to go different places, as I was picking out different outfits and deciding on what I wanted to wear and how I wanted to show up, that I subconsciously held on to the belief that my lips were inadequate. And so if you look on any platform, you will always see me in a beautiful nude, a nude shade of lipstick or lip gloss. And I did it because subconsciously there was this belief that said, oh, you don't need any more attention to your big lips. Okay. They are already big, beautiful, juicy. Okay. The world don't need to see more of your big lips. And so if I choose any lip color, okay, any lip color, I would choose any color besides red. So this is why today's episode is called Red Lipstick, because I want you guys to join me on this journey as I purposely show every imperfection that I have to the world. Y'all know that I have been talking about what it means to be in full bloom. And while we enjoy the concept of being in full bloom, y'all, the reality of being in full bloom is that being in full bloom is uncomfortable. Being in full bloom is scary. Being in full bloom means that I am going to purposely put myself on display, that not only will you see the perfected parts of who I am, but I'm also going to show you these parts that are still in progress. In your journey to becoming worthy, you have to realize that there are certain parts of you that you hide. There are certain parts of you that you keep in that little back closet, and you don't want nobody to come in and look in that closet because you have made it up in your mind that it's imperfect. You have made it up in your mind that that part of me is not good enough. That part of me is something that I should be ashamed of. That part of me is something that I have to hide. And you will never get to a place where you feel worthy of all of the great things God has for you if you continue to hide the parts about you that make you beautiful, that make you unique, that make you something to be remembered. Red lipstick symbolizes my rebellious act to say, look at me. In all of my glory, in all of my imperfections, for everything that everybody told me was wrong with me, I'm putting that thing on display to say, I say it's enough. I say that it's worthy. I say that it's adequate. I say that it's beautiful. Unapologetically worthy is you putting your own stamp of approval on every piece of you. You guys know I have an affirmation that says there is no part of me that's unacceptable. Even the parts that you hide, they're acceptable. Even the parts that you're afraid to show to the world, they're acceptable. So for today, I want you to really think about what would happen if I started putting red lipstick on the things that I'm afraid to show the world. What would happen if I put red lipstick on that big personality that I try to bottle into this very small box? What would happen if I put red lipstick on the truths of everything that I am? What would happen if I put red lipstick on the thoughts and the beliefs and the dreams that I've been trying to suffocate because they're so big? What would happen if I told the world, here I am? If you showed up in your relationship 100% fully, wholly you, if you told the truth about who you were instead of minimizing, what would happen if you stopped wearing clothes that made you acceptable? What would happen if you took ownership of your sexy? What would happen if you took ownership of those hips? What would happen if you took ownership of those thighs? What would happen if you stopped hiding the parts of you that you thought were unacceptable? So for today's episode, you guys, in your journey to becoming worthy and realizing and accepting that I am worthy of everything I want in my life, I need us to put some red lipstick on some things, y'all. And I don't care what shade of red lipstick it is, okay? But I need you to find your shade of red to really start broadcasting all parts of you. I told you guys before that the way I'm going to start showing up in my content is going to be very different. The way that I'm showing up into the world is going to be very different. And it's not that that different never existed. It's just simply the fact that I never let it out of the closet. So as you start to see my different, don't judge me, okay? Let my different be what it is. And let your different be what it is. One of the things that I want to bring to your attention is that many times the things that we possess that are the most beautiful, that are the most attractive, that are the most magnetic, that are the most powerful, most times the world sees those things about us before we do. And if the world sees it before you do, many times it will attack it. Because the world attacks what it sees as different. The world attacks what it sees as a risk. The world attacks what it feels doesn't fit in. What parts of you have been attacked before you even had a chance to let them grow? What parts of you were attacked before you had a chance to realize it was beautiful? I want you to think about the ways in which you have been attacked. And really consider, maybe that was what was beautiful about me. what would happen if I began to love on the things that I thought I could let die because it wasn't acceptable. When you have constantly been attacked in any way for anything that you are, it creates this pattern where we start to seek out validation from other people. And so many of you don't know why you always need someone to say you look good. You always need someone to say good job. You always need to hear someone to say that was a great project and you look well and I'm so proud of you. You're addicted to the praise because you haven't learned to praise yourself. You're addicted to the praise because there's a piece of you that doesn't believe that you're adequate because you're still hiding pieces of who you are. In order for you to fully embrace your worthiness, you're going to have to love on every piece of you, not just the pieces that people like, but also the pieces that people don't like, also the pieces that you're still working on, the pieces that are still a work in progress. Let's make this a red lipstick summer. Let's make this a red lipstick summer where we are unapologetically bringing to the forefront all pieces of who we are because we realize it's enough. It's enough and it's worthy of praise. In the comment section below, tell me what part of your life are you putting red lipstick on? And what area of your life are you finally coming out of hiding? What gift, what idea, what belief, what personality trait, what characteristic are you finally going to let live and breathe and give life to? Because I want to help you in that journey. So thank you guys for tuning in to another edition of the I Am Worthy podcast. Until our next episode, wear your red lipstick and I'll talk to you later. That was another episode of the I Am Worthy podcast. If you like what you heard, please comment below and tell me how this content is helping you. Make sure that you like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I am so happy to be with you on this journey as we are all becoming more of ourselves in every area of our lives. Until our next episode, I will catch you guys later.